gonna be times that try your heart so severely that everything in you wants to quit. Everything in you wants to collapse. Everything in you wants to go down. Everything in you wants to go crazy. You're in the midst of a storm, and it is what you do when you are alone in that dark place that determines how much you really learn from life.
The ultimate measure of a person is not where they stand in moments of comfort and convenience, but where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. When all is breaking loose, that's where we find out what you are really made of.
When life throws its punches, when you're on the ground gasping for air, I need you to remember that it's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
You're not a victim. Stop acting like one. You're a warrior. You shape your own destiny.
In the furnace of your struggles, in the heat of your pain, you are being forged into a beast. You become unstoppable by being broken over and over and over by life. You get to the point where you've been hurt so much that you know what the worst pain is like, and you can handle it every single time.
Don't see your pain as a barrier. See it as a building block. Every moment of suffering, every time you break down, it is adding to your strength, adding to your resilience. The more you go through, the more you grow through. It is preparing you for greater battles, which lead to greater victories.
An oak tree becomes strong under pressure, under the forces of nature, and you become stronger under the pressures of life. The things that break you are the very things that make you unbreakable. They are the fire that tempers your spirit, the hammer that shapes your resolve.
In this process of being broken and rebuilt, you'll find a version of yourself that you never knew existed. A version of you that is not just surviving, but that's thriving. A version of you that doesn't run from challenges like most people do, but instead steps toward them and says, "Bring it on!" That version of you knows that every setback is a setup for a comeback.
We all feel broken inside at times. That's a part of being a human being. But the difference is, do you give up or do you get up? Do you give in to the pain and the hardship? Or do you decide, I will not allow that? You need to decide right now that I am bigger than this. I can get through this. I'm coming back from this, and I will be better because of it.
When you feel broken inside, when the pain seems too much to bear, you gotta remind yourself that this might be a page in your life, this might be a chapter in your life, but it is not the whole book. This is not your whole story. Every battle, every scar is preparing you for something bigger, something greater.
You're not defined by what breaks you. You're defined by how you rebuild yourself. So stand tall, even if you're standing on broken pieces, and tell yourself that no matter how hard things are or how hard things get, I will never give up. I'm not done yet. I'll come back stronger.
Whatever you do, don't lose your head. Pull your feelings out of it. Pull your insecurities out of it, your vulnerabilities, and stand on what you know. Yes, the road's been bumpy. Yes, the road's been tough. Yes, the road's been difficult. Yes, you've shed some tears. And yes, you've endured some pain, but it is the bumpy road to better.
You can't get to better without bumpy. You can't get to better without pain. You can't get to better without tears. There is no pill you can take. There is no simple solution. It is the bumpiness of the road that leads you to better.
Whatever you're going through right now, it's happening on purpose. It is happening in order to forge you into the person that you were created to be. But if you quit, if you let the darkness, you let the pain, you let the agony win, you will never get to be that person.
The people who make it through the hardest times in life and come out better because of it are the people who are willing to look at the problems and issues in front of them, assess the situation, take responsibility for fixing it, and come up with solutions to solve them.
Your pain is not the end. It's the beginning of a new you. A you that's tougher, wiser, and unstoppable. So when you're broken, remember, it's just the universe saying, it's time to build the best version of you. Embrace it, fight through it, and emerge victorious. Because what doesn't you truly does make you stronger.
It doesn't mean that you'll always get it right. You'll fail over and over and over again. More times than you can count. What it does mean, though, is that when things don't work out, when you fall flat on your face and you're embarrassed and you feel like breaking down crying and everything goes wrong, you pick yourself up, you get yourself back on track, you wipe away your tears and forget about all the mistakes you've made, and you find a way to move forward.
Is it easy? Absolutely not. It takes everything in you to do this. Your internal voice will be telling you to stop, to give up. So you gotta force your mind and your feelings to cooperate with the goals you set in motion. Staying focused on making a way for this thing to work, come hell or high water.
If you keep that mindset locked in your brain and don't allow outside forces to mess with you and your goals, you will find a way to win.
We all think about quitting when it's hard. It's hard to process information during pain because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's gonna get you through hard times. When you quit, your mind says we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. The only way you find it is to drown yourself in a position where you're just out of sorts, where you can't swim and you're drowning. You're drowning in life. You're now in like, I gotta get out of here. You're in fight or flight. It's cold. I can't be cold this long. And then this is where that 1 second decision comes in. You forgot every reason why you wanted to be there. All you want to do is go back home. You want the warmth. You may want something to eat. All those things of comfort are there in that 1 second. What you have to do in that 1 second is say, you know what, man? Dad, I'm going to figure out how to backstroke or something. It's about gaining control of your mind, putting things back in the proper perspective, and then saying, I really do want to be here. And I'm going to have a bunch of these 1 seconds, and I have to learn to control these. Because if I fail one of these 1 seconds, I will not be a doctor, I will not be a lawyer, I will not be whatever it is. When you say, this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. What happens to your mind, it says, he's not leaving. So we got to expand. We got to grow. We got to figure this thing out. These compartments in your brain, they have to work. And then you start to engage parts of your mind that you never engaged before. When you're in suffer mode and you say, I'm not going to quit, you're forcing your brain now to operate on a level it's not used to, but then it becomes used to it.
If you want to take the island, burn the boats. When you burn the boats, you tap into a level of drive, determination, and courage that you may have never experienced before. You become unstoppable.
If you're tired of starting over, stop quitting. If your life at times feels like, looks like labor, you are doing it right. Keep on pushing. I'm telling you what, there is breakthrough coming, and when you're holding your prize, the pain and the suffering will pale in comparison. Don't give up. It will be worth it. Life is 10% what happens to you, 90% how you react.
And I'm telling you, the way to ignite the dream is you gotta shut out every single thing, and you gotta believe I am the greatest.
If you're willing to fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through that divorce, fight your way through whatever comes up against you on the other side, is a better life.
Don't let this negative world get to you. Don't let it win.
You gotta have your back against the wall and give yourself no way out.
Because when it's do or die, you'll find a way to do it.
And I'm saying to you, what if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
See, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's just something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. When people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life, you knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
It's impossible to respect yourself until you grow those mental teeth. And when you grow those teeth, you realize that you're dangerous.
You begin to demand success for yourself. You're no longer wishing or hoping things work out. You're going to make it happen no matter what. So you start carrying yourself with a different level of confidence and conviction that says to the world, I will not stop.
I am going to assess the situation. I am going to come up with a plan and I am going to execute.
I'm gonna go get it because I'm built for it. If you set out and you say you're gonna do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. That is the worst thing that an individual can ever do.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you. You can do it in your quiet way. You can do it the way you do it, but somehow they gotta look at you and go, okay, I won't monkey with that one.
I need you to put the type of effort forward that the world knows don't come from you.
You have to develop a doggedness. You gotta have some toughness in you. And the only way to develop toughness is you gotta practice being tough. And you cannot practice being tough by quitting every time you get tired, by stopping every time you don't feel like it, by giving up every time it gets challenging. That's what's wrong with people now. People don't make it because they always give up when it get hard. You know, it's so challenging now. You know, they was talking about me. I feel weak. I'm tired. Life don't give a damn about you being tired. You got to get about the business now. You want to be successful, you got to get at it. Look, stop all this soft shit and all that mess, man. You got to get at it. You got to tear their mouth out.
When you go out there, I need you to have that dog. When you get out there, I need you kill or be killed when you get out there. When you get out there, whatever you can get, go get it. Because they're going to get it before you get it. And they ain't going to give it to you. So you go out there and get what's yours.
A true monster's mentality is when you're willing to forego rest, forego comfort, forego personal desires, forego whatever it takes to be better than you were yesterday. And every single time you feel like quitting, remember all those hours and days you sacrificed to get to where you are.
It's gonna take you getting a hold of this thing and not letting go. You're gonna have to fight and fight and fight till you can't fight anymore. Whatever it takes, I will do whatever I have to do to get to the other side, to make it over, to press through this. Nothing will hold me back. Nothing will stop me.
If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you've got to do whatever is necessary until. And when you give the best you can and that's not enough, you must do what is required. And don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line.
There will be things that will happen to you in life that will get you down, but you must always stand up inside yourself and know that you can handle it.
You've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow, and I'm not going to let you stop me. And you've got to be so relentless that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
If you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I'm successful.
And you can't go back to that same old mindset. You gotta focus on this new day, this new mindset, these new goals. You can do it because that monster inside of you won't give up. That monster inside of you won't give in. That monster inside of you won't throw in the towel.
Failing doesn't mean you quit. It means you failed, but get back up and continue to push that bar higher and higher and higher. When you're constantly pushing and getting up earlier and getting up earlier and getting up earlier and fighting through pains and discomforts, you don't care about failure. You actually welcome it. That means you set the bar so high that it's like, oh, I failed. That's where I need to be. Now I gotta figure it out. You have to be uncommon amongst uncommon in your world. It takes everything. And then when you think you've given everything, you've just begun.
life is not always easy. There are times when it feels like everything is going against us, when we face obstacles that seem insurmountable, and when we feel like giving up.
This is harder than I thought. Hard? That must mean it's bad. No. Every time you face disappointment, you face heartache, you face defeat, you face setbacks, it's preparing you for what this world has in store for you. Life is not done with you. You're only just getting started. The challenges you have right now, they're there to push the greatness that is inside of you out.
And as much as I hate some of the parts of my life depression has dragged me down to, in a lot of ways, I'm grateful for it. Because yeah, it's put me in the valleys, but only to show me there's peaks. And yeah, it's dragged me through the dark, but only to remind me there is light. My hurts forced me to have hope and to have faith, faith in myself. So don't ever give up. Don't ever quit.
Pressure has a point. Pressure has a purpose.
See, most people suffer from possibility blindness.
They can't see themselves doing better because they've been conditioned by the world around them.
Most people give up on themselves easily. You know the human spirit is powerful? There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. That when you have a made-up mind, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds because you are creating your own production. You are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop. You determine that. Working on yourself, talking to yourself. That's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time, all the time. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up! I'm in control here. You've got to do this. I was going to give a presentation, and this voice inside of me saying, you can't do this. You don't have everything it takes. I shut up. I have got to do it. The power to hold on in spite of everything, the power to endure, the hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. You have that quality within you.
When you come up against that thing that tries to break you, when it knocks you down on the canvas, you gotta tell it, I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. I will take everything bad that happens in my life, and I will use that pain to push me to greatness. I refuse to be denied. You gotta believe when no one else does.
No one believed in me. I believed in myself. Belief came from me was going through those hell weeks, taping those legs up, getting up early in the morning by myself, no coach, getting myself up, motivating myself every single day. And no one's there saying, come on, David, I'm forming belief. So when those hard times come, I know exactly how to get through them.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. It's good for you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit.
You can get through this. You can survive this. You can outlast this. You can handle this. You gotta push yourself to your limits. That's when you grow. You have the strength to pick yourself up and keep fighting through the darkness. And when you keep fighting through it, you'll reach the light, and that light will make every bit of the dark worth it.
Don't stop when you're tired, stop when you're done.
No one's coming to lift the weights for you. No one's coming to study for you. No one's coming to put in the hours for you. No one's coming to do all the hard work for you. You have to do it yourself.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
So when you make your decision, make the right decision. The price of regret is much harder than the price of discipline. The discipline weighs ounces, the regret weighs tons.
If you want to live a happy, healthy, successful life, you've got to pick to go through the pain now and enjoy the peace later.
Do not fall victim to the short-term gratification that is whispering in your ear, telling you 5 more minutes is fine. You can sleep in. You can eat that just this once. You can take the day off. You deserve to take a break. Shut that voice down. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
Your habits are the building blocks of your life. It's what you do every single day that matters more than anything. Doing things that are a break from your routine are gonna require force. So you have to force yourself to be uncomfortable. Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you over. If you listen to how you feel, you'll never get it because you'll never feel like doing it.
Decide you'll do it no matter what. Commit yourself to the regime. You get up when you're supposed to get up. You study when you're supposed to study. You go to the gym when you're supposed to go to the gym. You work when you're supposed to work. You do whatever it is you told yourself you were gonna do long after the mood you set it in is left.
If you don't control your mind and your mind controls you, you're fucked. You gotta take control and tell your brain where you wanna go and what you wanna do. Because if you don't, you will always be a loser.
You gotta decide that you're gonna do something and you gotta do it every day of the fucking week.
The problem with some of you, you just hope that good stuff is gonna happen to you. You gotta get up and make shit happen.
You guys don't have unlimited time here.
The world isn't gonna stop and time isn't gonna stop. Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time.
Those at the top who become the best, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking great, productive days, back to back to back to back. Because they know if you do that, the level of momentum created after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years of doing this becomes so massive that you start creating automatic wins based on your daily routines.
Because it's not easy for you to continuously have a packed schedule day after day after day after day after day without you winning.
All in is not 50%. All in is not 60 hours a week. All in is not I worked a Saturday twice a month. All in is not I missed one birthday party. All in is all fucking in. You better learn to get really, really used to being uncomfortable. Because nothing great comes from a position of comfort. Everything worthwhile, everything that matters, everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable. Nothing worthwhile is easy to get. Nothing worthwhile can you get by not being uncomfortable. Everything's gonna make you uncomfortable. Get fucking used to it. And if you can get used to being uncomfortable, your fucking limits are non-existent.
Take control of your feelings. Take control of your emotions. Take control of your job. Take control of your problems. Take control of your future. And take control of your life.
Success is often not a loud event. It's those silent walks to the gym every single day. It's the silent commute to work every single day. It's the early mornings, late nights where you grind when everyone else has gone home every single day.
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to make any noise. You don't have to grunt. You don't have to groan. You don't have to scream. You don't have to yell. What you have to do is get the job done.
In the unseen work is where you're trying to create that masterpiece. And that masterpiece is yourself. All that hard work goes in when no one is watching. There's no crowds. There's no cheering sections, all that shit. It's just you against you. And you have this rock, which is yourself. And you go through and you start to just chip away at these rough edges.
Every fucking morning, you don't want to get up. You don't want to go for that run. You don't want to go to school. And each day, you fight that urge to stay in bed. But you still fucking get up. You chip away at another rough edge. And over a period of time, you begin to form that masterpiece.
When we look at the masters, when we look at the best business people, they say she's gifted, she's smarter than me, and she just somehow knows more than me. She's got a better education. She had an easier background. She got lucky. You've heard the cliche because it's true. The harder I work, the luckier I get.
They don't see these motherfuckers, man, what they deal with every fucking day. I'm not good enough. Shouldn't I be here? Shouldn't I be here? Because every day, even though they're fucking the best in the world, that little motherfucker is still in there saying, oh man, we're not good enough.
I'm not the strongest guy, I'm not the fastest guy, I'm not the smartest guy, but I will work, and I will work hard. I will be up
When my competitor's asleep, I will be up. When my enemy is curled up in bed, I will be up getting after it.
The masters make the hardest things in the world look easiest. And in the moments where you push yourself, those moments tend to lead to success. But you've got to stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered-down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth.
And the truth shall set you free. And the truth that I had to come to grips with, that I wasn't in charge of my destiny. The truth was that I wasn't giving all that I had. The truth was that there are some things that I wanted to do, but I didn't have the courage to act on those things. I had to start looking at my life differently. I started going to work earlier. I started being the last one to leave there. I started working harder than anybody else. The other guys could not. Why would you work so hard, Les? I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
I guarantee you, when you do it, nobody can do it like you do it. The problem is you don't hardly do it. You love sleep too much. You love that alcohol too much. You love that substance too much. You love that vice too much. There's something that you love more than yourself, than your dream, than your goals.
And if you're gonna make it happen, everything in the world has to become secondary. You've gotta become obsessed to the point where people think you're crazy. You discipline yourself every day to do what is required. You sweat, you suffer, you endure, and at the end of it all, you win.
If you can't, right now is no one looking at. How you hold yourself, how you see yourself. What do you do when no one's watching? If you do it then, I guarantee you, you'll be doing it when everyone's watching. If today you never say good enough, tomorrow you'll always have enough.
You don't become what you want. You become where your habits take you.
Nothing's ever gonna be given to you. Everything's gonna be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results, but two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
There's certain things you want out of life. You want the finest things, but you're not willing to work for them. You cry about you don't get this opportunity, you don't get this break, but you're not positioning yourself. And you're still trying to get a handout. You got to work.
It wouldn't be fair if just anybody could just get a degree and not have to work. Because guess what it would mean? It would mean your degree is worth nothing.
If other people didn't have to work hard, didn't have to sweat, didn't have to stay up all night, didn't have to do research, didn't have to go to the library, didn't have to sacrifice sleep, didn't have to make sacrifices in life, if everybody just threw out degrees, they wouldn't be worth anything.
You see, the only difference between the one who quits and the one who doesn't is that they showed up every day. They worked hard every day. They hustled every day. They improved every day. They did all this, even though they felt like quitting, every day.
You're putting in the work, and the only reason you pissed, the only reason you quit is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you saying, we three in, who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're going to break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watching. That's the problem with some of y'all. You stopping working to look at yourself. You not grinding. You glaring. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself.
Wake up every single day, and if the opportunity to work out is there, work out. If the opportunity is there to read, read.
Because you gotta tell the flesh who's in control. I'm in control. You're not in control? I know you don't wanna wake up. You don't have an option. Get up. We trying to eat. There's a certain lifestyle we want.
You look at any person who's done anything great in this world, they've had to be fully committed. Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life requires you to go all the f*** in. I mean, jump the f*** in the pool, head first, don't f***ing worry about the what ifs, and make yourself f***ing swim.
We're all being tested, and that road to success is a bumpy ass f***ing road. Has f***ing potholes, nails, detours and s***. A lot of you are gonna die in a nicely preserved body. No plates, no bad knees, no bruises, no scars. You also have an empty f***ing resume. Don't be afraid to get scars. The scars show your willingness to get to the other side. They show your failures. They show your We're going to start from scratch. And so what you're willing to do to go the distance, to see what you're capable of.
And there's a big difference between 99 and 100%. And to find that last 1%, it takes ignoring your personal desires and comforts. If you're able to endure when all around you says stop, you will find that 1%.
It's a commitment, not a feeling. When you get up in the morning, you don't give yourself a choice. You grind, no matter what.
When you're just not feeling it, you gotta force yourself.
When your feelings tell you no, you tell them to shut the fuck up.
You don't wanna get up and get out of bed, you get up and get the fuck out of bed.
You don't wanna study, you fucking study.
You don't wanna get to work, you get to fucking work.
When everything in you is kicking and screaming, you have to take control and tell yourself, I do not stop.
I'm not gonna sit around and wait for good things to happen to me. I'm gonna grind, I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna do everything in my power to become the very best version of me.
When you do the things most people aren't willing to do, you'll live the life most people never will.
When you look back after working your ass off, you will see every challenge, all the knockdowns, breakdowns, and every bit of the pain and daily struggles will all be fucking worth it.
If you live long enough, a lot of stuff will come against you. And you gotta throw what you got at it. You can't throw what you wish you had. You can't throw what your neighbor had. You gotta throw what you got at it. Don't tell me that you want something if you're not willing to throw what you got at it. You got to have inner strength for this fight. It's not your outer strength. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. So you gotta have that inner strength, that gut strength, that belly strength, that devil defined come hell or high water strength, that tenacity to take a licking and keep on ticking, that inner strength that when I can't do as I would, I'm gonna do as I can, but I'm not gonna stop doing to the best of my ability.
You are excellent. Now stop playing small. You are excellent. Stop playing small. You are excellent. Stop taking the hand that they dealt you. Take ownership. If you can get all A's in the class, do it. You don't need nobody to give you $50, $100, no pair of shoes, take you on no trip. You a grown man. Do it because you can. Stop needing a carrot. Stop needing money. Stop needing a trip. Stop needing somebody to give you a sticker on your head. And do it for the pride of who you are. Do it because you can. I don't care what your friends are doing. When you leave, what you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have the mentality of a champ? I want you to go to the next level and not just be a champ, but show the world what a champion looks like.
The powers that we have will never reveal themselves if we don't challenge them. If we don't put ourselves in a position where we have to use them, put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. And if we're honest this evening, we know that we haven't done all we can do. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life.
You're throwing a towel on yourself. You surrender to your emotions. A lot of people become discouraged. They become frustrated, and they say, oh, what the heck?
So you give up when you can't get up. And you decide to yourself, maybe I just have to make the best of a bad situation.
There's going to be certain seasons in life to where you're in a season of just enduring. No matter how much things go well, you're going to be in some seasons of your life to where you feel like ain't nothing working. You coming down the court, clear shot at the basket, ain't nothing falling. Man, you're not crazy. This is life. There's nothing wrong with you. These are the ups, the downs, successes, failures. This is the totality and the process of life. And you can't escape it.
Because sometimes we don't understand, like, what is this thing? What is my purpose? Why am I here? Why do I have to go through this pain? Why can't it just be peaceful all the time? Then there wouldn't be life.
You live life long enough, you're going to have some extreme stress. But what you do with that stress is what your life is about. Anybody can do well when things are going their way. What do you do when everything is unjust? What do you do when it's unfair? What do you do when your own control of things is taken from you? You have to get to that place where you let go of what is or what was, and you got to create anew. But what you really got to do is decide, I am the creator of my life. I am not the manager of my circumstances anymore. There is something I can still do. When I think there's nothing can be done, that's when I know something can be done. Because if you're creative enough, can you find the answer? Yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the breakthrough? Yes or no? If there's no way that you're committed, can you find the money even if you don't have it? Yes or no? Creativity, decisiveness, passion, these are the ultimate human resources. And if you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money, you don't have the time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island, because people, when they're going to either die or succeed, tend to succeed.
I want you to say, I can beat it. I will beat it. I must. I got a family to live for. I ain't through yet. My life ain't over yet.
And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumber. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. We don't run. We gonna stand and we gonna live and we gonna die by what we stand for. And everybody gonna know what we represent and what we're a part of.
I got staying power. I got staying power.
There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for it. You don't need no support for it. There's some things in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this.
I don't see failure. I see grit, determination, drive, sacrifice. Failure means you're trying. I don't look at it as failure. I look at it as my first, second, third attempt. One thing in life, that's for sure. The valiant motherfucker always wins.
Forget about the mistakes and failures of yesterday. Focus on today.
That happened yesterday. It was an error. Squash it. We're going to fix it and move forward. We're not going to waste today on the mistake we made yesterday. Today is a new day. And though yesterday wasn't the best day, yesterday is gone and ain't nothing we can do about it.
You've got to put all your energy and focus on today, because that's all that matters.
Because as long as we're thinking in error, as long as we're on that negativity, it's going to produce negativity.
Say yes. Yes to my dreams. Yes to me. Yes, I can make it. Yes, I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made. Doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured. Doesn't matter about my defeats. Doesn't matter about what I've done. Yes. Yes.
It's possible if I just stand long enough, I can pull this off.
I'm still in the process of transforming my life. I'm still in the process of becoming.
It's gonna be a fight, but at some point, you gotta go take the life out of it. At some point, you just gotta take that thing out. You gotta take the breath out. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You gotta go get it. I think about my why. I can't quit. I can't stop. I can't get tired. I can't give up. I can't give in. My mama counting on me. My wife is counting on me. When you ain't got nothing left in your tank, you gotta think about the people in your life that you doing this for. And then if you can think about them, you can go one more mile. You can go one more day at work.
You keep going. You keep studying. You keep writing. You keep singing. You keep rapping. You keep boxing. You keep fighting. You keep dribbling. You just keep on keeping on. And if you persevere,
every storm that's come, it will pass. I wish I could tell you that it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's gonna get lighter. The weight is gonna get lighter. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you gotta find something within. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. And when you find out what your why is, you find a way to make it happen.
And what is it that makes it worth fighting for? When you're getting trampled by life, when everything is working against you, when anything that could go wrong does go wrong, what makes it worth it to you to keep pushing forward? What keeps you going?
And I don't know what you're going through right now, but I need you to remember, if you can find a why for living, you can endure almost any how.
When you're getting attacked by life, you're going through the worst pain you've ever felt. And you can find those reasons that make you strong enough to keep going. You will find a way through it. You'll shift your inner dialogue from, why does this have to happen to me? I don't deserve this. I can't handle this, to good. I'm glad this happened. This is a chance to get better. This is a chance to improve myself and my situation. I can do this. I can handle this. I got what it takes.
We all want to be a beast, but do you know what a beast is? A beast is someone who can go through and be grateful that their legs are working. A beast is someone who's lost everything, but is grateful for the opportunity to get everything back and get even more. A beast is someone who can hit rock bottom and can say, Roger that. I'm gonna harness this. It is only up from here. I'm gonna come back even stronger.
What most people do is once you get stressed in the process, you don't want it anymore. You give up, you fold, you quit, you're through. But in order to develop, in order to become the best version of yourself, stress is necessary. See, a seed has got to have dirt on top of it in order to grow and develop. Dirt builds character. Dirt gives you the push-through factor. Dirt makes you fight through it when you don't feel like fighting anymore.
Everybody gets dirt put on them at one point or another. And that's the moment. That teaches you to withstand it. It gives you something to push through.
So when you feel like giving up, don't. When it looks like you're not gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, ignore them. When they tell you you're not gonna make it, do not believe them. You gotta become f***ing relentless. Never stop, never quit.
The most important thing is your passion. You win with your heart, not your head. You win on emotion, not on logic. The most important thing to winning is the power of believing in you. The power of believing that you can win. The power of believing that good things will happen to you. The power of believing that you're special.
You must believe that you can. And once you want something and believe that you can get it, you gotta block out all the noise around you that's gonna tell you you can't do it. Don't listen to all that. Listen to yourself, that voice within you that tells you that it is possible, that there is a way for you to be successful in this business, in this career, in this life.
In this situation that you're in, your life is at stake. You are fighting for your life every day. By the way that you live it, the mark that you're gonna leave, the legacy that you're gonna leave, all that is gonna come back to you. That is your life. So don't sit back and be on the defense and allow life to happen to you. Don't do that. Instead, go on the offense. Go on the attack. Become the aggressor. Be the one that life is afraid to mess with.
And remember that everybody won't make it to your next level because everybody won't be willing to sacrifice what it takes to create greatness. This is your journey. Struggle is a part of it. Losses are a part of it. Setbacks are a part of it. Sometimes you have to go through your worst just to become your best. Sometimes you have to lose everything just to gain everything. Don't let it discourage you. Let it encourage you.
Fail your way to success. Fail your way forward. Failure is only when you stop trying. Failure is just another step in the staircase to go higher. You will never grow without growing pains. The valley might be ugly, but I promise you, the peak is beautiful, and it will all be worth it. So don't ever stop climbing, because the only way it works is if you work. The only way you progress is if you proceed. So you rise above anything or anyone that's in your way that's trying to prevent you from being great. You know how you get confidence? By attacking your fear. Attacking those hard things you know you gotta face and overcoming them. There's a big misconception out there that people who are successful are not afraid, which is not true. People who are successful are oftentimes the most afraid. They're afraid of failure, so they do everything they can to escape it. So they're gonna run the hardest, they're gonna run the fastest, and they're gonna be the ones who are gonna take every single action that they have to take to make sure they get where they need to be. So I don't want you to wait any longer. Don't worry about the how or what ifs. Make a list.
put your back up against the wall and execute on that damn list. Do that every single day, and you will be where you want to be. I guarantee it.
The journey is not easy. Everyone's hot off the start, but after a month or so into it, with the wear and tear and the grind starts to hit you, you start losing focus on the horizon, do you not? You get caught away in the daily hiccups, the ups and downs, and the wear and tear. And you focus on the speed bumps, the daily activities, losing sight of their true purpose.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
The difference between a winner and a loser, the failure's there every single time. It's just the winner gets back up and does it again and does it again until it goes his way.
I don't care how hard you fall. I don't care if nobody don't believe in you. It only takes you believing in yourself to get this thing done. And listen to me, it ain't failure if you learn from it, baby. So if you fall, fall on your back so you can look up. Because if you can look up, then you can get up. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. At the end of pain is success.
If you can stay in the race, if you can stay in the fight, then you can dictate your own future.
I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you soft.
See, getting what you want is up to you. You can turn your life around if you change your attitude. You change your attitude, you change your altitude.
Your mind and attitude is all you need to be successful. That's all you need. You don't need to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You don't need money. You don't even need folk that like you. As long as you believe in you, you got the right mindset, you got the right attitude, we can make it happen. I don't care what's going on around you, because it's not what happens around you that determines your success. It's what happens inside you. And you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude and you can control your mindset. And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it.
And so God is allowing you to go up the rough side of the mountain, not so he can hurt you or break you. He's trying to redesign me. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. Ho! You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Ho! You put too much in it to quit now. Ho! It doesn't look like you think. You didn't get the grades you thought you were gonna get. So maybe I'm not meant to be a lawyer. Hold. Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. You won't break me. You can't take me. I'm far too long. I'm far too hard. I'm unbreakable now.
You get one shot. Opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better make the kind of decisions that's going to take you to the NBA. You better make the right decisions that's going to take you to the NFL. You better make the right decisions that are going to land you the next best rapper, the next business tycoon. It's one thing to talk about your destiny, but it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to write when you don't feel like writing that paper, to say no to that party, saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make, saying no when your body said don't stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
You gotta see that long-term goal as not just a thing you're striving for, but a thing that you must have. You cut off any other outcome other than success. Pushing yourself to the limits isn't a choice. It's an obligation. It is something that you must do, no matter what. When you're chasing greatness, when you're hungry for success, there's no room for complacency. There's no room for slacking off. There's no room for taking the easy path.
At the end of your feelings, there's nothing but a heap of excuses and missed opportunities. But at the end of a day, with a disciplined mindset, there's a promise of success, of achievement, of reaching those goals you've set for yourself.
It's the disciplined who works when they just don't want to get up anymore. They continue to grind when all their competition is heading home for the day. They fight harder and harder and harder every day without taking days off. Every day you let your feelings dictate your actions. You're pushing your dreams further and further away. That one day you hit the snooze button or skip the gym could be the day that sets you back weeks, months, or even years.
It's the guy who hustles the most who will catch all those breakthroughs. In the late hours and early mornings, when 99.99% of people are in bed or hanging out, wasting their time, you got to make sure you are one of those very few people who are putting in those extra hours, getting further and further ahead of everybody else.
So what do you do when you're tired, worn out, or just plain sick of the grind? You go anyways. You get it done no matter what. Even if you're just going through the motions, you go through the fucking motions. You push through. Because to you, you understand that getting things done is non-negotiable. You don't have an option. It doesn't matter how tired you are. It doesn't matter if you're feeling okay today. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is getting up and getting after it.
Everybody has great plans. Everybody has these giant ambitions for what they want to do. But the reason most people will never bring them into fruition is because they lack the mental toughness and discipline to get this up and grind on that project, on that mission, on that test, every single day, consistently, without straying from the plan.
So you gotta make a full commitment that I am going to do this thing nonstop for as long as it takes, for as many days as it takes, until it is done.
If your competition works 10 hours, you work 11. If they make 15 sales, you make 16. If they score 90, you score 100. No matter what they do, you work relentlessly to one-up them every damn time. You don't really want to work out? Tough shit, you work out. You don't want to hammer away at that project? Too bad, you hammer away. Don't want to get up out of bed? You get up and get your ass out of bed. Don't let that small voice of immediate gratification whisper in your ear. Shut that down. Go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hills. Work on the project and move yourself forward closer to victory.
You're gonna miss parties. You're gonna have people question you. You're gonna lose some friends. You're gonna have to give up some of the things you enjoy for a while. You may be the only person that understands what you're doing. But if you want to change your life, if you want to be the man or woman that you aspire to be, that is a part of the game. You can't do all the same things, have all the same habits, hang around the same people, and expect a different result. Wanting to change is not enough. If you're not willing to fundamentally change your priorities, change your environment, change your actions, you're not going to win. You got to be willing to give some things up in order to go up.
You don't get paid for effort. You don't get paid for trying. You get paid for executing. You get paid for finishing. And that's what separates the champions from the rest. You set your standard, raise it, and uphold it every day. You're going up against other champions, and you think giving 50, 60, 70% is going to cut it? Absolutely not. If you want to be the best, if you want to be the apex, you got to give it 100% at all time. Even when your legs are trembling and you're dead tired, the real beasts find a way, no matter what it takes.
The more you make those short-term decisions based on instant gratification, the further you're going to stray from your path to greatness. Don't fall into that trap. Think strategically. Think long-term. You need tactical victories. You need to win battles to win the war. Getting up and running when you'd rather be sitting on the couch. Working on your craft when you'd rather be out with your friends. Eating clean when you'd rather be eating all that sugary crap. You got to do these things.
Don't question it. Don't hesitate. Just do it. When you do these things, even when they're not fun, even when your feelings are telling you just this one time, you gotta remind yourself that you are investing in yourself today for a better tomorrow. Every time you make that decision to take the heart away, you're getting stronger.
1 + 1 will always equal 2. 2 + 2 will equal 4. And 10 years of relentless work, putting in more hours than anyone else is willing to, while all these other people are partying on weekends and making excuses, will set you ahead.
Resources, time, money, network we don't have. When you look at the most powerful and effective people in history, we're never the problem. They didn't have the resources, but they got them. How do people get resources when they don't have them? The answer is, they're resourceful. The ultimate resource is resourcefulness. That's what makes someone successful. And here's what's great about resourcefulness. Who has it within them? Who? Every human being. But the question is whether you access it or not. If you're creative enough, can you find an answer to the problem? Yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the money that you don't have? Can you find it? Yes or no? If you care enough and get other people to care with you, can you get them to help you? Yes or no? If you are bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you're disciplined enough, can you get yourself to do things other people cannot find a way to do? Yes or no? See, the ultimate resource is resourcefulness. But the minute you forget that, you come up with a story that goes, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I can't do it, it's too far away. That's what's going to kill you.
Most people don't ever make it where they want to go because they give themselves mental outs. And a lot of people who have resources, they have other choices. They can say, oh, this is hard, so they quit. They can say, oh, this business doesn't make enough money, so they quit. When you don't have any other option but to succeed, your chances of success are pretty good. You have to try and put yourself in positions where your back is against the wall, guys, because when your back is against the wall, that's when you're gonna fight.
There's no capability difference between you and someone you consider to be an ultimate role model of success. The only difference is they've learned to manage their state and they've learned to control their mental focus. Whatever we concentrate our focus on consistently and strive to learn from, we will get great at. I don't care what it is, if you focus on it daily and you strive to be better, you're going to make little distinctions that will make you more and more effective every single day.
You should figure out what is it you desire in life and figure out the steps to get there and start working a plan to get there and minimizing everything else. Getting very clear on the mission, and working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no.
This is the truth of success. Most people can't succeed because they can't deal with all the old pull them off the game plan. You're gonna have to get real comfortable sticking to your own plan and telling them no when they wanna go out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you wanna win, whether it's this year or next year, whatever, you're gonna have to get real comfortable keeping your head on your plan and put the time into making yourself happy.
It's one thing to be hungry, it's another thing when you're starving. Starving for greatness and starving for success.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before.
If you want to be successful, if you want to dominate in the area, you've got to let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase two rabbits and catch both of them. But you put your attention on one and go after it. You concentrate on winning. You concentrate on dominating. Listen to me. Meditate on this stuff. Focus on this stuff. And when we focus on that, that's where our energy is going to go. I need you to take ownership of your thoughts. I need you to say with me, this is my mind. These are my thoughts. I control what I think. Not the circumstances, not the situations. I control what I think. I choose where I'm going, and I will use my thinking. I will use my thoughts to make the rest of my life the best of my life.
What are you doing right now? Are you not doing anything? Are you doing something stupid? Or are you making progress? What are you doing right now?
What could you become? What could you become if you worked as hard as you could? What could you become if you disciplined your mind? What could you become if you stopped taking the easy path? What could you become if you decided to force yourself to do more than ever before? You must listen to that voice. Listen to those questions it's asking. That voice is the beast inside you trying to make its way out.
When you want something, don't expect the world to just hand it to you. Life's not gonna give you for free. There's no handouts. No one's coming to say, oh, you want this? Great, we wanna give this to you. No, no, life isn't like that. But guess what? That's how most people see success. They think of it as if you just do a few things and you instantly become a winner.
They stick to a diet for 3 days and wonder why they're not a fitness model yet. They do a few tasks they gotta do, have 2 meetings, send 5 emails, call 10 people, then have the audacity to say, why am I not running a $10 million company by now? And it's because they don't get what it really takes. It takes doing the things that most people aren't disciplined enough to do day after day after day after day to the best of your ability, doing it better than everybody else. Striving for perfection every single time. It's getting your ass up and working when you don't want to work. It's lifting the weights when all you want to do is lay on the couch. It's focusing on studying when you'd rather be out partying with your friends. And you might hate doing it. It might be the last thing in the world you want to be doing right now. But you've got to do it like you love it. Because that is what discipline is. Don't allow your feelings to take control of your life. You're the one in charge.
At some point, you gotta get tired of losing. And you gotta play angry. You gotta get to the point where you can't relate to lazy people. You don't speak the same language. You gotta execute. You gotta get it done. Cause the world treats you different when you get it done.
You gotta start commanding your mind to do the things that it's gonna take to win, no matter how it feels. Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Stop spending time looking for excuses. Look for solutions. That's what winners do. Losers are always looking for the excuse, where the winner looks for the solution. You gotta look yourself in the face and ask yourself, am I working hard enough? Am I studying hard enough? Am I doing all that I can do? Am I giving it my all? Am I burning the midnight oil every night? Am I pushing myself to my limits? And don't lie to yourself. Be honest. And if the answer is no, you've gotta step up your game and condition yourself to do better. Because all of us can go a little harder. Work a little longer. Try a little more. If we decide to, it's your mind that holds you back. You take control of your mind, you can take control of your world. Stop choosing the easy path, the path of comfort and convenience. All it's gonna lead you to is a life of quality, circumstances, and a lifestyle. Choose the hard path, the path of discipline, the path of hard work, the path of consistency, the path of blood, sweat, and tears, the path of giving the full measure, the path of going the extra mile. That path will lead you to your dreams, to your goals, to everything you've ever wanted, and ultimately, to victory.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things, they ain't happening. You gotta get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it. If you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. But here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
When you quit, your mind says we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit. When you say this sucks, I'm drowning, I'm miserable, I'm suffering, I'm broken, but I'm not going anywhere. What happens to your mind, it says, he's not leaving. So we got to expand. We got to grow. We got to figure this thing out. So then these compartments in your brain, they have to work. And then you start to engage parts of your mind that you never engaged before. When you're in suffer mode and you say, I'm not going to quit. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind will say, okay, we're going to figure it out. Because he is not going to stop.
Push through pain enough and there's glory on the other side of it. But you gotta get through it.
I realized I was on the right path because it stopped being easy. I'm f***ing exhausted. I'm tired as I'm not gonna complain because I asked for this shit. So I'm gonna smile with tired eyes and realize that everything I'm doing on a daily basis is for a reason.
You should f***ing quit. You should quit f***ing quitting.
Any path you take to get where you want to be, if that place is worthwhile to go, it's going to be hard. So quit judging your quitting based upon how hard something is, because every single path that you could possibly take to get somewhere where you want to be is going to be hard. Struggle, pain, misery, frustration, those are signs that you are on the right path and making progress. Nobody that is where you want to be has gotten there without these struggles, without the bleeding, without the pain, without the misery. Nobody. And if you want to be something great, you are going to have to learn to accept the struggle as part of the recipe. Every single day, you need to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I willing to do to get what I want? And if the answer is, whatever the fuck I have to, you'll get there in time.
And most people will give up, but you've got to decide that I'm going to be relentless. I refuse to be denied, and I'm going to go all out.
Effort is isolated. The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate it. Because that's all about you. Effort is 100% in the mind. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles.
No excuses. You're an adult now. You're not kids no more. Do it. Go home with no girlfriend. Do it. Tired or not tired. Do it. You said you was going to do it out your mouth. You're a man now. And a man is only as good as his word, not his emotions. Your emotions don't win championships. So whatever's going to cause you not to be your best, stop it.
It's going to be a fight. At some point, you got to go take the life out of it. You got to take that thing out, like, you got to take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You got to go get it.
You're setting the example every single day of your life. You have to constantly, the machine is your mind. You got to keep challenging it every day.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
Life is one big head game. And once you learn to play the head game, it's no longer a game anymore at all. You can start living your life.